Will they find a home? Sponsored by Geico. Jane doesn't mind an apartment with no elevator.
5 flights of stairs is 5 flights of cardio.
Bob is a little less enthusiastic about stairs.
I hate stairs.
Compromise is tough, but these two won't have to compromise when they bundle renters and car insurance with Geico. It's easy, and they could save even more. In the end, Jane and Bob found an apartment that's a 4-story walk-up. And Bob?
Yeah, there's a freight elevator she doesn't know about.
What were you talking about?
Nothing.
Bundling without compromise at geico.com.
Welcome back. It's another Bob and Tom Extra. This is Christopher. Not only is the Bob and Tom Show live every weekday morning, but every afternoon we'll give you a little extra in case you missed anything. Coming up on today's show, cream cheese, today in history, birthdays, and a ferry boat revisit. You'll hear all that coming up right after this.
Hi, Jess Hooker here.
And I'm Chick McGee. Remember the Off the Air podcast?
I do.
We're back.
What?
That's right. It's on the Bob and Tom VIP section of the Bob and Tom, BobandTom.com.
Yeah.
Just hook yourself up with the VIP and wham, there you've got video of the show in the morning. You've got all the Bob and Tom 24/7 goodies and you get the Off the Air podcast.
Yeah. And you can sign up monthly or you can sign up yearly and save money.
Try it out. And then, of course, you're going to sign up you and your friends for the rest of your life. So do it now.
Yeah. Gift it.
And now let's join the Doug LaDouche town hall meeting already in progress.
And let me be perfectly clear. The fact that I accepted a plea bargain does not mean I was guilty. Let's try and stick with the issues and not focus on my qualifications. Next question, please.
Hello, Mr. LaDouche. I'm Barbara Kravitz-Kuntz. I'm from PETA.
PETA? PETA. Is that in my district?
No. PETA is a group whose mission is to champion animal rights.
Speaking of champion animals, my family raised greyhounds for several years. We had 3 champions until we had to put them down. They're only competitive for a couple of years, you know.
That is so insensitive.
Oh, yeah? Well, every Christmas we would dress them up as little reindeer and take them to visit sick kids. My apologies, Toots. Now who's insensitive?
What?
Excuse me, sweetheart. Lenny, if this is going to drag on much longer, I'm going to need a burger. All right, honey. Thanks for the question. By the way, here's some free tickets to the circus. Compliments of the LaDouche campaign.
Nice.
And by the way, get there early. You don't want to miss the monkeys and the midgets.
You're a pig.
That reminds me. Lenny, can I get bacon on that burger?
There you go.
A great way to get your morning started. This is Bob and Tom Extra.
Now, do you have the cream cheese story for me? This
not to be confused
happy.
With the great band String Cheese Incident. The story is about a cream cheese incident. A semi pulling a trailer full of cream cheese collided with a railroad overpass in Indiana. According to Indianapolis police, the semi's trailer hit the railroad overpass Tuesday morning, spilling cream cheese onto the road.
Whoops.
No injuries were reported, but the street was closed as a result of the accident.
Oh, man. Did you see the photographs of that?
I did not.
The guy should not have hit the railroad bridge. He's driving around this truck full of cream cheese that there was a sign saying dip in the road.
Hey! I don't know what to think about
that. I don't either. Thank you for...
But cream cheese isn't a dip.
It
have to be mixed with something. Yeah. You can't dip it into cream cheese.
Cream cheese dip, a little milk, cream cheese, some garlic salt.
Okay,
it ceases
to be cream cheese. It's something.
Well, it was on the way to being cream cheese, okay?
cream cheese fruit dip made with Cool Whip and cream cheese.
Oh. Thank you very much.
Did this happen last night?
Last week.
Oh, I was going to. Well, if it happened last night, by now, this would be perfect to make a frosting with. It's room temp cream cheese.
Huh? Oh, throw in there some
powdered sugar.
White stuff all over the road.
Yeah. And it caused a lot of traffic. Yeah, there was quite grid. It was,
welcome to In Search of a Joke.
A lot of gridlocks.
Gridlocks. It's a salmon joke.
Right, cute. Yeah.
What happened to the fake news joke? You're not going to do that one?
Oh, the whole thing was a schmear campaign.
Yeah, there you go. That's rock solid.
There you go. Yeah, absolutely.
But this reminds me, we've had a bunch of these stories lately. We had they reopened that covered bridge in Long Grove, Illinois. And the day after they reopened it, some jackass drove in it with a truck that was too big again. Wouldn't it the simplest thing be to make a mock-up of the bridge in plywood, you know, a couple hundred yards in front of the bridge, so if you get through that, you can get through this?
Right.
I don't know.
That way, instead of just a sign with the, I mean, if you're driving a truck, do you know how tall it is exactly?
I think they probably do. Yeah.
Usually it's printed right so that they can even see it in their mirrors.
Yeah, but you're not going to be paying that much attention.
A truck driver would be.
Think
but
a truck driver would know.
This was a bus driver. They weren't paying attention.
I'm just saying there should be an exact outline.
I think it's a good idea
of the bridge before you get to it. The same thing in Australia. Remember we had the story in Sydney, the new ferry boats, the upstairs of the ferry boat barely clears the bridge.
So if you're standing up there or sitting up there, you could be.
It literally says you would be cut in half or decapitated. Do you know we have the audio from that, by the way?
Oh, I can't listen to that.
Yeah, here we go.
Ouch. A lot of screaming.
Yeah, there are two boats.
Lots of screaming.
There are two boats. They taped the other one, too.
Yikes.
So ferry, cross the Mersey.
Those people halved.
Yeah, they,
yikes.
Yeah. They're called duck boats, you know, for a reason.
The halved and have nots.
I'm sorry, Christy.
Half of us did not listen to that.
No, you guys take your headphones off.
Yeah,
I
can't do it.
You don't like to hear somebody get shorn away.
It's cartoon level sound effects.
Yeah, no,
I know that, but
it is true.
Grown ups,
you cannot go upstairs.
I can't listen to it because I detest Jerry and the Pacemaker.
I don't mind the song.
It's cartoon level song. Well,
hey, David Blaine's in the news again. He performed a new stunt floating across the Arizona desert thanks to a bundle of balloons.
So he's just a liar, right?
47-year-old partnered with YouTube Originals for the feat called Ascension, which was live streamed online Wednesday morning.
This isn't a magic trick, though. It's just a stunt.
He took hold of the helium-filled balloon bunch and floated upwards, just like in the movie Up.
There's clearly a harness involved. You can tell.
Oh, you can see the harness, yeah.
Well, he's wearing a parachute.
There's no way he could fall off this balloon.
After reaching an altitude of nearly 25,000 feet, Blaine disengaged from the balloon bundle and parachuted to the ground. Latex balloons filled with helium were outfitted so they could be popped or deflated remotely, while one balloon was actually fiberglass and contained a parachute as well as oxygen in case he got into trouble, I guess.
Who was this for? Was this for, did he think?
Well, his daughter.
It was for his daughter?
We dedicated it to her, but I mean, there's no trick. You didn't do any card tricks or anything.
Wait, do you want him to go up there and do card tricks?
Okay, I got a better stunt.
Me too.
That's not close up magic.
I want to see him make a coin disappear.
At 25,000.
You're damn right.
Here's a better idea.
Okay.
Watch this. Take a balloon, you know, put your sleeves up, take the balloon, blow into it, let it go, and have it float. So you do that, you know, whatever, 50 times, and then strap yourself to it and float away.
Wait, what?
That's a trick.
Well,
so the balloons seemingly come out of his sleeve?
No.
Or they come out of nowhere?
You got a stack of balloons.
How do they get helium?
He picks them up. That's the trick.
That's the trick.
You blow them up and all of a sudden you start flying. There's a trick.
Oh, I see. Like he's got magic breath.
I mean, they all filled them up with big tanks. Anybody could do this.
Yeah, of course.
Right.
So this is not a magic trick.
No, it's a stunt.
I thought he was a magician.
Well, no, he's a stunt man. No, he's a stunter. Or whatever they say.
Stunt man in his case?
Stunt man.
Okay, doesn't seem all that interesting to me. I mean, it's fun. But
yeah, hey, call me when you can put a cigarette through a quarter, David Blaine. That's a magic trick.
That's a great trick.
Nice.
But Blaine is he known for magic? Or he's usually just does these stunts, right?
Is he the guy that got locked in a box for...
In London?
Yeah.
Didn't he puke a frog one time, too?
Yeah,
do you guys remember that?
Yeah.
Tom, would you watch this show? Knowing your proclivities, would you watch a show where people were floating by on balloons, uh-huh. and there were targets on the ground, and they had to defecate, and whoever hit the target.
You had me at defecate.
I thought you were going to say, and there were people on the ground with rifles. And they just shoot out just enough balloons to make make a soft landing.
Yeah, shootout. They would shoot out the balloons.
Yeah, now, of course, there might be the occasional accident.
Right, right.
Well, looks like Mr. Lloyd Johnson of Hoboken, New Jersey, will be having his last rites. And, that looks like a head wound.
So let's combine it. You have people floating around who have to defecate and hit the targets while they're being shot at. And if you defecate on the target, then they stop shooting at you.
Oh, my goodness.
You'd watch that show, right?
No. Sounds unusual.
So you believe that he wouldn't watch it?
He would absolutely. He would record it. He'd keep it forever.
He would ask if he could host it.
Hey, get a load of this, he'd say. Would there be anybody below the people at the balloon?
Great idea. Their family members
exactly.
have to.
Yes. Their immediate family would have to surround the targets.
Especially if grandparents.
Right, right, right. The more infirm, the better.
Oh, look, poor Grammy Hall.
Now we'd know he'd watch.
Now we'd call it life, because sometimes you get crapped on. Yeah. Okay? That's what we call that show.
It's the number two game show in America.
Exactly.
Shooter.
Welcome to.
We could call it Mud Falcon.
Yeah,
bring that back.
There you go.
Mud Falcon, of course, being when somebody who works on a tower changing bulbs or whatever defecates off the tower because
it takes
too long to go back down.
To come all the way back down.
It's called a Mud Falcon. I'm glad we've learned that.
Scott writes in and says, the device to protect the covered bridge, you contend that it would be great if some of these bridges that have had height restrictions.
Where people have run into the top of the bridge, they should have like a template of the same size as the bridge. So if they could fit through that, they could fit through the bridge.
Well, they exist, according to Scott. They're called profile gauges.
Oh.
Huh. And he says you can find details about them in a book.
Uh-huh. Oh. In any book, or
couldn't they just take a big crane and like dangle a tennis ball, and if you hit the top of the ball, then you know you'll fit.
That's you bother to open a
right.
Book.
It might not be a full cutout, but it's right. You know they have the swinging bars in the parking lot.
Yeah,
it just and then seems, they have the swingers bars.
This one particular bridge has been run into three times in the last 2 years.
Yeah.
Maybe it's time to
do something before the bridge. Yeah.
Well, also, it was a bus driver. She doesn't make up her own route. She doesn't ask the kids where to go. Why was there not someone that says, hey, don't go over this bridge we just installed? Your bus doesn't fit.
They did. And she ignored it.
She did it anyway.
My bus driver used to go, who wants to go home first? And we'd raise our hand. And then,
who wants to go home first?
Really?
Our bus driver did things cash cab style.
Games and stuff.
You only get to go home if you can answer the question.
Yes.
Yeah. Okay. I confused Lincoln and Madison, and boy, never got to go home.
Oh.
Okay.
Speaking of driving, an accused drunk driver has been arrested in Florida after crashing into a drive sober or get pulled over sign.
Oh, I'm an idiot.
According to the Charlotte County Sheriff's Office, Mr. Bounty Cherami from North Point, Florida, was arrested after deputies found him in a damaged vehicle near the overturned sign.
Jeremy's driving.
Doesn't that sound like a fake name from a bad novel?
Yeah, Bounty
Cherami.
It does, yeah.
The 22-year-old allegedly told deputies he was on his phone when he hit something, but was unsure of what he had crashed into. An arrest report states a breathalyzer test found him to have a blood alcohol content of 0.166. That's too much. Whoa. He now faces DUI and property damage charges.
This guy got in trouble before when he made a sex tape with his girlfriend Mutiny.
Oh, Mutiny on the Bounty.
Very nice.
Thank you. Oh, check you. I didn't think you'd approve.
No, I woke up. Yeah, okay. Very nice. No.
Is it time now for history?
Oh, it could be. Just wondering.
Is it today in history?
Or yeah, it's today. We did yesterday.
Alternative
early.
Lifestyle.
Did we do yesterday in history?
Mutiny in the Bounty.
Today in history.
Followed by the sequel, Bounty Booty.
Here's Tom. Tom.
I'm so hard. Oh, stop it, Pat.
I didn't check it. What are you talking about? I didn't touch anything.
I'm so horny.
Oh, chick's got it on.
That's right.
The thing over there. That machine that he has. Where were we? I'm sorry.
Thursday.
Okay. Oh, today is, of course, the 3rd of September. And it is a date that we all remember.
Yes.
The last broadcast of the great Mary Tyler Moore Show took place in 1977. That is considered to be one of the best final episodes ever of a television show.
Okay.
Do you remember that one?
No, I don't.
No,
I don't.
The whole thing about turning off the light. And, oh, that's great.
Oh, they huddle together.
Oh, I have seen that. And they look to be legitimately crying. Yeah, they're hugged. And then does Lou end up turning the light off?
Mary does.
Mary does.
Mary comes back, turns it off. Look, can you imagine what Ed Asner smelled like while they were all?
Oh, I bet he smelled like a nice, like kind of grandfatherly, like maybe Old Spice.
How can you not love Ed Asner? Did you see the movie Up?
Is that him?
And Mr. Asner.
I thought that was a cartoon.
He's got a.
Okay.
Well, he didn't look great. Come on, just sounded great, you incredible jackass.
Don't you like when drunken Ed Asner hits Jack Lemmon and JFK?
Oh,
he smacks him.
What are you talking about?
You didn't see nothing.
You didn't see nothing.
Sorry.
Let's see. The birthdays today. Fine actor.
That's all the history we got?
Well, the rest of it's a little too grim.
Like what? Is it? For instance,
in 1609, Henry Hudson and his crew aboard the Half Moon entered present-day New York Harbor, sailing up the river that now bears his name.
They called it the Half Moon because everyone stuck their asses out.
But only half, only one cheek.
Yeah. Only one cheek.
Yeah, see, I told you why I didn't want to do it.
What? You would have missed out on all that.
You would have missed out on that one.
Hudson Hawk. about Hudson?
How about, it's Charlie Sheen's birthday, friend of the show.
Who cares?
I still really like him. I feel bad for him that he had to have a public meltdown like that. And I'm glad he's doing better.
Friend of the show, Jake Query's birthday's today.
Jake, happy birthday.
Yes.
Nobody knows who that is, Christy.
If you listen to racing, like you know who he is. Oh, stop it.
I have a recording of his sports talk show.
See, now that's just
mean.
Hurtful.
No, Jake would enjoy
Jake
that.
Is the best.
Our friend Derek is probably
listening. But he has no reason being mentioned on the national part of the show.
I'm sure he's sleeping. Yeah. sleeping with some voluptuous.
Donald Brewer.
Who's
it's
that?
His birthday.
Oh, the Don Brewer from the from Grand Funk?
Yeah, 72 today.
Voted the worst rock and roll band in the history of the world.
That's false. Wrong.
That Locomotion totally song wrong. Can never be played again, that's and I'll be
true.
Fine.
He sings.
He's the guy from We're an American Band.
Yes.
He's a great guy.
Where's the
great,
band?
Great band.
Let's see. Shaun White.
Oh, the snowboarder?
Yep.
Yes.
No, the...
what, chick?
The Lincoln Lawyer. No.
The Lincoln Lawyer? Matthew McConaughey?
That's right.
What?
No, Shaun White was a stuntman. Remember the skateboarding scene in Lincoln Lawyer?
The chick's doing his own show.
Shaun White is a snowboarder.
I'm way out there.
he looks kind of like a...
clown.
It kind of looks like Carrot Top.
Carrot Top.
Yeah.
Yeah. The flying tomato, they called him, right?
What do you have against Shaun White?
Because he won an Olympic gold medal in a made-up event.
No, that's an incredibly
skiing
difficult.
Olympic.
It's an unbelievably difficult
ice
sport.
Skating Olympics, not snowboarding.
Why not?
Because they're hippies. They're a bunch of hippies.
Oh, what? There you go.
You're like Lee J. Cobb in 12 Angry Men. These kids, none of them.
You can't trust him. That's
why. That's like,
isn't that your Don? I just stabbed him.
Isn't that your Don Chula?
Chick, are you
Lee J. Cobb?
Are you entering your get off my lawn phase?
I think I might be.
Oh, buddy, I want to come over and get on your lawn.
Oh, yeah.
You yell at me, I get out of there.
Will I get this damn kid?
Well, thank you very much.
Thank you.
thank you.
I think that's enough history for that.
I'm sorry, what's that, Pat?
Enough history.
Thank you. Some of this other stuff is just too depressing. You just don't want to do it.
Now, let's do a little scene here of Mr. Godwin. You came into my office today. As you know, I am a medical professional.
Yes, yeah.
What seems to be the problem?
Today I'm so horny.
All right. Well, I
Josh, I thought you were doing the bit we were doing yesterday of the you need to stop masturbating for Pat. I thought you were combining that and the Pagliacci.
That's it for another Bob and Tom Show Extra. Catch us on iTunes, Google Play, and Stitcher. For Bob and Tom Extra, this is Christopher. Take care, everybody.
the United States Soccer Federation presents the U.S. Soccer Podcast.
The place where I, Megan Klingenberg, a World Cup expert, teaches you everything that you need to know for this summer's World Cup.
How special is it that we've been able to follow this young group of guys?
It's been such a roller coaster of emotions.
You can feel the intensity.
Quite a bit of time, energy, effort, everything along the way on these guys making the country proud. And I think they will this summer.
The U.S. Soccer Podcast, presented by Henkel. Follow and listen on your favorite platform.